This is an Avery audio performance, written and obviously performed by me. So please, be respectful of my creative work, like always, and do not download or distribute it without my permission. Thank you. Good morning. I'm here for a job interview. Yes, that's me. Thank you, sir. I hope you don't mind me coming a little early. Oh, no pun intended. yes, sir, I'm a little nervous. I really, really hope to get this job. Ooh, that casting couch looks comfy. Maybe we can use that later, I wonder. Oh, sure, the talk first. Well, I'll take a seat in this comfy chair here then. Okay, deep breath. I'm all right. These interview situations make me a little fidgety. But it will pass. Oh, thank you, sir. No, of course I don't mind you complimenting me on my looks. I mean, it's part of the qualification, isn't it? Yes, I've always preferred a more natural look, like someone the clients could meet on their coffee break. And I like the contrast between formal business attire and the intimacy of the tasks I perform. You may seem to take the same approach, sir, if I may say so. Oh, yes, I've noticed there's no specific dress code in this company. Everyone seemed to express themselves quite freely. In fact, that's one of the appeals I see in working here. Oh, of course I can elaborate. I am looking for a workplace where I can express my sexuality without fear of repression or shame. I think I'm at my best when I feel safe, so I can let my creativity unfold and just go with the flow of the moment. For me to feel safe, I need the right to refuse certain tasks or clients if they do make me feel uncomfortable in any way. Oh, I'm sure you're aware of how important that is for the mental and physical well-being of us sex workers. And of course, I wish to be compensated fairly for my work. In return, I will learn about each client's individual preferences and kinks with due diligence, so I can provide them with an unforgettable experience. Oh, precisely. Here at Slut Praise Incorporated, you seem to understand that sex work is about connecting with other human beings in a very intimate way. I'm very impressed by the standard of ethical and fair working conditions you've established here. Oh, yes. I am familiar with the story of your founder. She's quite the role model among ethical sluts like me. Yes, of course, we can talk about my work experience. My previous employment? That was with Free Use Incorporated. I was the personal assistant of the managing director. Yes. That position included being available for his sexual needs at any time. Oh, yes, sir. I find fulfillment in being very submissive, and I very much loved working with him. But eventually, I was missing a creative outlet. When they had a vacancy in the creative department, I applied internally, but as you might know, Free Use Incorporated specializes in kinks surrounding demi-human and fantasy creatures. And well, another candidate was better qualified in this. Yes, I could have kept on working as a secretary there. They really wanted to keep me. But I wished to explore my sexuality beyond submissiveness, and I think this position here offers much more creative freedom. Oh no, I didn't mean to give up on being submissive. It's more about broadening the horizon. I experience my sexuality as a bottomless well. The more sex I have, the more I want to explore. Is this the part where you ask me for a work sample? No, it's perfectly fine. Your secretary explained the application procedure to me beforehand, and I fully consented to it. Just to be clear, I have absolutely no problem to crawl under your desk and deliver a dedicated blowjob. But I'd like to suggest something different. How about I come over and sit on your desk instead? Like this? And is it okay I put my high heels on the armrests of your chair? Good. I like your amused smile about ending up between my legs. But patience, dear. You will get to look under that skirt soon enough. For now, please watch me slowly unbutton my blouse. Oh, mister, did you seriously expect me to wear a bra to my job interview at Slut Praise Incorporated? Oh, no. No surgery. I prefer their natural shape. Also, I cherish that wonderful sensitivity of my nipples. Maybe that was too indirect. Let me just pull you closer by that pretty silk tie of yours. Oh yes. I want you to put your mouth on my tits. Yes, like that. Fuck your tongue. This feels amazing. Go on. And I'm capable of reaching climax from nipple play alone. You're on your best way of getting me there, but I have something else in mind. I'm going to hike up that skirt soon enough. But before, I would like you to undress for me. You've heard me right. Please. Stand up and remove every single piece of clothing from your body. Very good. Yes, everything. I want to see you completely naked in front of me. I knew you were handsome from your picture on the website, but seeing you in the flesh, that's pretty fucking exciting. Turn around, please. I like that firm ass of yours. I have so many fun ideas on what to do with it. Don't worry, dear. I don't peg on the first date. Maybe another day when we're more acquainted. If you wish me to, that is. Now, please turn around again. Do I have your consent for touching your cock and balls? Marvelous. Oh, come a little closer. Oh, they feel absolutely amazing. Do you like how my soft hand is stroking your cock, while the other one is gently squeezing your balls? Your pre-cum tells me all about it. Would you like me to lick it off? Well, if you ask me nicely. Oh, I think you can do better than that, mister. Yes, that's more like it. Fuck. You're so delicious. And that whole body trembled when I took the head of your cock in my mouth. I'm very tempted to give you that blowjob after all. But no. I want you to go down on me. I mean, you should convince me this is a great workplace, right? I'm happy you agree. Now, kneel down for me. Very good. You may push up that skirt now. Oh, you didn't expect underwear this time, did you? Well, I figured out the pointlessness of panties long ago. Oh, I've been wet since the moment you asked me to take a seat. Can I put my legs over your shoulders? Good. Don't worry, I'll be careful not to poke you with those heels. So, mister, this is the part where I ask you to eat my pussy. And eat it well, because if you pleasure me, I will sign up for this job. And this will be only the first of many memorable encounters. Go on now. Taste me. Show me how much you want to employ me. Yes, mister, you can put your fingers wherever you want. Yes. Fuck. I can't get enough. Let me just grab your hair. You don't mind if I press your face between my legs, right? Yes. Moan into my pussy. I love your dedication. Fuck. Looking down at you. Worship my pussy. Naked. Leaking on the fucking floor. But you don't care. Yes, all you want is give me pleasure. Such a good boss for me. You're going to make me come. Don't stop. Don't you dare stop. Oh, fuck. say, I'm getting quite the thrill out of telling powerful men what to do. How was this experience for you? I'm all about learning from feedback. To be honest, it was a little surprising for me too. I didn't plan any of this. I just felt we connected and I followed my intuition. Glad you enjoyed it. So, mister, if you call your secretary to bring the work contract, I will sign right here and now. Oh, wow, sir. I couldn't be happier to be part of Slut Price Incorporated. By the way, is he under a free use contract? Your secretary? Oh, available to every employee of the company? How very intriguing. You should really call him to join us. I already have some exquisite ideas on my slutty mind.